Rob has met up with him. Omru Leisa, they asked him, Lon Kozlis, where are you going? Omru Leisa, he answered back to Pumbedisa, I'm going to Pumbedisa. Kimot Levei Terusa, when he met up, when he finished by the Bei Terusa, Pirish, he stopped. Omru Leisa, Taminus, Taminus said to him, Do you doi Ramoyat, you're a Jewish liar, you are. Now you told us you're going further, we could harm you. Omru Lehu, Yadisu Lei, Yeravo, Delehevi, Hanu, Inchi, Bishamtoi. Rabbi Nashi said, you know, I'm putting all of you people under a ban. I'm putting you all in Shamtui. I'm putting a need to a curse upon you. Is Oslo, so these robbers went, Ovdu Gnivos Esther Matat and Shani, for the next 22 years, these robbers tried to rob people. They had no atzlacha, they couldn't rob, because they're under this ban, this curse, they had no atzlacha. They were not successful. Kiv and the Chazal, when they noticed and realized this, funny, after 22 years, they realized what's going on. It's also cooler, they all came back, Tavu Shamtayu, they all asked, like Rabbi Nashia, please, take off our ban. It have a bu chad girgondia to Loyosya, Lishriya Shamtayu. There was one weaver of that first bunch that now did not come to remove his ban. What happened was Achlayari, and a lion came and ate him up. But the rest of the mashma, Rabbi Nashia took off the ban from the rest of them. The Mora says, Hainu diyam rishnit, this is what people say, this is a statement that people say, Girdino de loitaizin, or shasa botzi mishoni, that a weaver, like a weaver, that's Rashi says, on if he's not a humble person, but rather he's a bagaivinik, like here, he didn't want to come to move his bin, he'll just end up worse. That's if he's in, he had botzi mishoni. Told the Mora says, Tochazi, come and see, Ma ben Ganvi Bovo Velistim. Come see what's between the Ganvi Bovo Velistim there at Yisrael. Come and see, Rashi says, Ganvi Bovo the Poker Baruch Menashia, Nisparko Lechorif Odom Godel. Velistim there at Yisrael, Shpog and Lidov Akiva, he only spoke better about him. The difference by Rav Kiva, that the meeting came to praise him. Because here, the Taka, they spoke not Naitra Menashia. That's why he put them into Nidui. Mashenka to me that the robbers of Eretz Yisrael, the men of Rabbi Kiva, to him they spoke nicely. So look at the difference between the two robbers of Bovol and the robbers of Eretz Yisrael. Alright, we'll stop here.
You're holding the Afachot Vokum et Aleph by the Mishnah. Bas Yisrael loitiyala des poivodes kechovim. A Bas Yisrael is a Jewish girl. She should not be like a midwife for a goy. Help a goy give birth. If neishem yaledes ben lavoris kechovim, because she's giving birth to a son of a goy, and there's no union to be married by goyim, therefore they should not help them give birth. Avol avedes kechovim yaledes bas yisrael, but the opposite way, on avedes kechovim meshikso, she is allowed to be a midwife for a Jewish mother when she's giving birth. That's what our Mishnah holds. Bas yisrael loitonik benor shel avedes kechovim. A Jewish lady should not nurse a goyish son, a goy. Why? The same reason. He shouldn't help bring up a goy. But a Jewish mother, in case she can't nurse, she's allowed to have a shiksa or goy come and nurse her baby, but providing it's done b'shusa in the eyes of the mother. In other words, there has to be a Jew watching over to make sure this goyish nurse should not kill the baby. Now the Gemara says, "Tanu Rabban, we're going to write like this: Bas Yisrael loitiyale des avodes kechovim. That a Bas Yisrael, she should not be a midwife to see a goya give birth. And the reason is, like it says now, Mishnah, that nei shem yaledes ben avodes kechovim, because she's giving birth a son to a goy. There's no one to help them. But the avodes kechovim, this price says, Ashikso." She should not give birth or be a midwife. She should not help give birth. She should not be a midwife when a Jewish lady is giving birth. Why? These are words of Rabbi Meir that were afraid maybe she'll kill the baby. Because she is delivering the baby, maybe she'll kill the baby. Therefore, you cannot have a goya deliver the baby. No. The Chum argue on Rav Meir and they speak in our Mishnah that a goya is allowed to be a midwife for a Jewish mother. This man at the time, Shacheres Oimedes Agaba, when we have somebody else watching over her, then it's enough. Avoloi beino lebeino, but not between herself, just to have the midwife there, to have the delivery. If she's a goya, you should not let this, because we're afraid maybe she'll kill the baby. Mara says, now, Rabbi Meir, Oimer, Meir says, no, that afilo acheres emedes agav, even if you have somebody else watching over her, still it's no good. Nami loy, still we do not permit it. Why? What's Rabbi Meir afraid about? You have somebody watching her. Is in and sometimes the man chole yoda apusia. Sometimes the midwife is goya. She'll put her head on the top, the head of the baby. Apusia, she's a metzcha on the forehead. Shotinik, makim shomerchus tinik refers the place with the head, the skull, like that is very soft there. That's the makim of a nachas tefillin. So maybe she'll put her hand on that part of the head to cut the lay, and she'll kill the baby. Flay mischazia, and nobody will see it. Won't be able to tell that she's killing the baby. It looks like a dead baby came out. So if it may hold, even if other people are watching her, this she cannot see, so you should not use a goyisha midwife. Rabbi Gemara says, so there was a lady, that she said to a friend, Modo Yudaisa, Das Modo Yudaisa, that there's a Jewish lady giving birth now, that she also is the daughter of a Jew. So in other words, this one guy said to a friend, look at this Jewish lady giving birth. So the Goyish lady said back, Nefishin Bishta, there should fall a lot of evil, a lot of bad, the Yitzis upon this lady, to come Ashbil Neminayu Doma, as many kids as I killed. Kiyufya Dinhara, like throwing wood into the river. In other words, she admitted that she killed plenty of Jewish kids when she was giving birth with them, when she was being the midwife, when she was helping deliver. So kids, we see we have to be careful from a goyish midwife. And the Mora says, for Abonim, that are not afraid of a goyish midwife, if somebody else sees her, what about this Maisa? For Abonim, hold on, loy, he benilsa biyamu, there's no real proof. She didn't really mean what she was saying. She's only saying words. She just like cursing, but not that she really meant to say she really killed so many Jewish children. The Gemara says, Bas Yisrael Etonik, that's the other Mishnah. Tanur Rabbonim, Bas Yisrael Etonik B'nosh Obrus Kazodim. A Jewish lady should not nurse a Goyish boy, a Goyish baby. The Venetian Magadelis, the Ben Obrus Kazodim, because she helping raise a Goy that would just worship Avodah Zarah. There's no way for a Jew to help raise a Goyish kid. Here the price says also that a goyish lady should not nurse a Jewish boy, a Jewish baby. Again, Rabbi Meir is afraid the neighbors will come to kill the Jewish baby. They all know that a goyish nurse is allowed to nurse a Jewish baby. This man went at the time, Shacheres Oimedes Hagav, when somebody else is watching over her. Avoloi Benola Beno, but not by yourself, then we're also afraid, the Chum also agree, maybe she'll kill the baby. But if somebody's watching her, then it's okay. Rabbi Meir says no, Afilo Acheres Oimedes Hagav, even if other people are sitting and watching over her, Nami Loi, still it's also for somebody to, for them to nurse. Maybe sometimes the goyish nurse, like she'll put poison upon her breasts, upon her nipples. And when the baby sucks and the baby nurses, she'll poison the baby. So you have to be afraid. If even though other people are watching, they won't realize this. Now the Gemara says, when you have these two cases, both these cases are Rabbi Meir. The Ashmin Mialedes to Shalom, whether she can be a midwife. The Kamra Bonhidra Rabban said, Asharis Mutam, widely Efsham, Mishum, the Acheris Rayasaisa. No, why it's Mutta, because since somebody's watching her, we're not afraid to do any damage. Avu Manika, the Efsha, the Shaifalay, Sam, Ladad, Mayavroy, the Kapilay, Amamod, the Rabbi Meir. But maybe when a Goyish lady wants a nurse, maybe here the Rabbanon agrees Rabbi Meir, we have to be afraid maybe she puts some poison on her breast and she'll have the baby killed. So that's a Chiddush, no, we're not afraid of that. Now the Yashmin Amnika, we would have just heard the case of Maniko, the come Rav May, only over here does Rav May say the also. Mishum the Shaifa Le Sam Ladad Mevroi. Because we're afraid maybe the nurse who put the poison on her breast, the copula, she'll have the baby killed. Alva Mialedis, when you want to use a Goyish midwife, the Le Efsha, we can't find a Jewish one, and she won't be able to kill the baby. Heichad Yacheris Oimed, it's like Gabba, Oimed Mordel Rabbon. Maybe Ramey would agree to Rabbonin that it's Mutta Tzricha. That's the Hiddish. No, here also Ramey is afraid that maybe she'll have the baby killed. Maybe she'll press down on his skull and kill him. But Ramin, I have a question. It says clearly, Yehudis Mialedis Avid Chavim. Bishar, it says that a Jewish lady is not to be a midwife to help a guy give birth if she gets paid for it. Avoloi Bechina, but not for free. And the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef Bishar Shori Mishumeva. So this is the answer. Our Mishnah says it's also, it's for free. If she's not going to pay you, then you have a right to say you don't want to do it. You want to get paid on the after work. I need money. But in a case where they're going to pay you anyway, then Mishumeva, otherwise there'll be hatred, then you're allowed to. So Sov Rav Yosef Lameimah, Rav Yosef thought to say, Sov Rav Yosef Lameimah, Oludi Avez Kechovim B'Shabbat Vizchah Shari. Mishumeva, the same thing. A Jewish lady is allowed to be a midwife to help a Goya give birth on Shabbos if she gets paid for it. Mishumeva will be the same thing. It'll be Mutah Vizheva. Now, if you don't get paid, you can give an excuse. But if they pay you, you have no excuse. So Mishumeva, he thought to say it's Mutah. The same way it's Mutah in the week, it's Mutah on Shabbos also. Omalei Abaye, Abaye says back, no. You chodol meim, you can tell Allah, didan the mintur Shabbat mechalin olayu. Us Jews that are mechayim, ashrei meshabbos. So for us, we're allowed to be mechal Shabbos to give birth. But it chuf, you the goyim, to a mintur Shabbat, you have nothing to do with our Shabbos. You don't keep Shabbos. Lo mechalinun, we're not allowed to be mechal for you. So you have like an excuse. Shabbos is a different type of a day. Therefore, there will not be evil. Now, so Rabbi Yisrael thought to say, Anukei bischar shori, you're allowed to nurse a goyish baby if you get paid for it. Again, mishumeva. Because otherwise, you have no good excuse to be hatred. Omalei Abaye, Abaye said back, no. Yechodol lemeima, the Jewish lady could say, I penuyi, if she's not married yet, binan li insuvei, I want to get married, so it's not nice, I should nurse somebody now. Yeshes ishi, if she's a lady, married lady, loy, I don't want to nurse the Goyish baby. Ko mizdam no biape gavra, oh, my husband might not like me. It'll be disgusting in the eyes, it'll be not nice in the eyes of my husband. So therefore she has an excuse not to nurse. So the Rabbi Yosef thought to say, how the Tanna that we learned, how if they kechovim, for roi yibhei medaka, loy malinon, voloy maridon, we don't, instead, how if they kechovim a goy. And a roye behem madako, lochem is loy malin, we don't bring them up. For loy maridim, we don't bring them down. That's loch, you can't, you're not allowed to save them, but we can't kill them either. So you thought to say, asuki bischashar, if the guy down on the board says, listen, I'll pay you to lift me up, then we have to do it again, mishumeva, because otherwise there'll be hatred. On this note, amalei abaye, abaye says back again, yechon aloimelei, you could say to him, koi bria igra, listen, my own son is on top of the roof. I have to run to take care of him. If I don't take care of him, maybe he'll die. So if I have a right not to take care of you, I want to take care of my son. And now, Mirels, Nikitili Zimna the Vedoya, I have an appointment now to go to the judge, to go to the government. So I can't afford to take time out for you. So here you can get excuses, therefore you do not have to save him. Let him die. If a guy falls into a bar, you have no chiyuv to get him out, let him stay there and die. Tony Rabavua Kaimat of Yechon, Rabavua name from Rab Yechonon. Hoivde Kechovim, a goy, Vroye Behem Medako, the a goy, and a roya, even a Jew, that pastures, it's a shepherd that takes care of young and small animals, and with a chash, they're all raised together, they go and shep pasture in other people's lands. So Lachor is Loy Malinon. You don't have the right to save them, you're not supposed to take them out of a bar, they fall into a ditch, let them stay there. But for Loy Maridon, we have the right to put them down, to throw them down.